Good morning, I'm Femi OK, in for John and Celeste this morning. And winter storms affected football over the weekend. The Vikings Eagles game was postponed because of the weather, and that may have affected fantasy football championships, many of which were this weekend. Nando Dufino of the Wall Street Journal joins us. Nando, let's start with that thought about fantasy football. Second to the last week of the season for the NFL, but it is a huge week for fantasy owners. Explain.
Right. Well, there are about 25 million people who play fantasy football every year, and the second to last week is the championship game for a lot of fantasy football leagues. Because in the last week, a lot of the teams that have clinched, they kind of take it easy. You know, they rest their starters, and it screws up a lot of the teams. So for the last, I think, 20 or so years, this has been the week where they set up the championship game. And it's kind of fun. I mean, you see these meaningless games like tomorrow night, for example, when Minnesota plays in the snow. They're totally out of it. They have no motivation to play. But I'd say maybe, you know, 50, 60% of teams are looking at Adrian Peterson, the running back, hoping he plays because they need the 5 or 6 points to win this championship, which they've been obsessing about for the last 14, 15 weeks. And, you know, they have some money riding on it. It's kind of fun, I guess, just to cheer randomly for Adrian Peterson if you're living in, New York.
See, Nando, I can see who's got a fantasy football team in our control room because those in the know are nodding with big grins on their face. How did your team do this year?
It's actually waiting on Adrian Peterson. To be honest with you, last week he kind of killed a lot of owners. At the very last second, they took him out of the game, and because it was on Monday night, you couldn't make a change, really. So people who have him squeaked by, and I'm in the same position again this week. Like, if he plays, I'm going to be great, and I'm probably going to win the fantasy championship. So it's got a little personal touch there for me.
All right, let me drag you into reality here. Let's let's start with the AFC. Who's in, and where do they slot?
Well, five teams are in the AFC so far. Patriots, the Jets, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Kansas City. It's not really settled yet where they slot, but the Patriots are definitely number one. The rest of the teams are going to shake out, depending on tiebreakers and win-loss records and stuff like that. There's an interesting division race in the AFC South, Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Indianapolis is 9-6, Jacksonville's 8-7. Jacksonville wins next week, and they're pretty much in through all the tiebreakers. And Indianapolis, who, almost won 18-0 last year, is out. So that could be kind of interesting.
And then, Nando, last, I mean, this is bizarre that this would happen. Mike Singletary was relieved of head coaching duties by the 49ers yesterday. He had a week to go. Why fire a coach with 1 week to go in the season?
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons and theories behind that. I mean, he had this habit of, messing around with his quarterbacks and yelling at them on the sidelines. There was a big shot of him doing it yesterday, and they got into a yelling match. And, maybe they just want to check out the replacement coach, this defensive line guy. Maybe they wanted to send a statement to the next guy, you're not going to screw with our quarterbacks like this. You could pick a reason out of a hat, and pretty much that could be it. They're probably not going to say much about it, and you'll probably hear different theories from a lot of people, but it could be motivation for one last game. It could be, to set an example for the next coach. It's kind of harsh, but,
If I gave you 10 seconds and I asked you, as a Hall of Famer, is it disrespectful to him? What would you say?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, he wasn't a Hall of Famer for the 49ers. He was for the Bears, so... maybe there's something there about the little rivalry they used to have. But in a way, it is. In a way, I think it's just part of the game. There are reasons behind it that I'm sure he understands, being a football player and coach.
Nando Dufino, you use your 10 seconds well. Sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Happy post-Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, happy New Year, Femi.
Bye.
Bye.